It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mineota High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. I'm in Mineota tonight because that's where everyone wants to be. And I tell you what, I think everybody is in Mineota at the Mineota High School tonight here in the gym. It's a packed gymnasium to watch two of the best teams in Minnesota go against each other from the Camden Conference. This is the hottest ticket in Minnesota tonight for volleyball. Canby at Mineota. And glad you're with us on Q92 because I think it's going to be a great one. We'll go five sets for sure. I guarantee you that one, as they Canby and Mineota always have done in the past few years. Mineota comes in ranked number 5 in the state. And they have a 12-6 record. Canby Lancers, they're state ranked at number 6. And they have a record of 14 wins and 4 losses. Looking at the 4 losses for Canby, came against 3A, 4A schools at the Southwest Challenge in Marshall. They lost to Lakeview North, who was currently ranked number 2 in 3A and 4A, and Lakeview South, they lost to them in the Marshall tournament. And Lakeview South ranked 3rd. So tough competition there. And then at the Burnsville tournament, I think that was a weekend ago, they lost to state-ranked New Life Academy, and then McRae, Wolverines are state-ranked as well. But Canby returned the favor to McRae last week on Thursday when Canby beat McRae 3-2. The Lancers were down 2-0 to the Wolverines to start the match, and they came back and won it in exciting fashion, 3-2. So here we are in Mineota. There's almost standing room only. There's people standing on the side. In the corners, the bleachers are packed, and it's going to be loud in here, and it's going to be a fun match, I think. Two evenly matched teams. Let's talk about the Mineota Vikings. Of course, they did not make it to the state tournament last year. They lost 3-2 in the section championship game to Russell Tyler Ruthen, and the Knights went on to win the state championship last year. And currently, RTR ranked number 1 in the Class A polls. But the Mineota Vikings, they're 12-6. They went on a 4-game losing streak. In Marshall, at the Southwest Challenge, they lost to Champlain Park, Mayor Lutheran, Bloomington, Jefferson, and Burnsville. And then they lost to RTR at the Warehouse Tournament in Burnsville. And McRae as well. So the Vikings looking to pick up a big win here against Canby, and Canby's looking to pick up a win here against Mineota. And it's going to be a fun matchup, let me tell you. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First, for the visiting Canby Lancers. Number 1, Emily Nelson. She's a setter and a right side hitter. She's 5'8 and a junior. Number 2, Bryn Cockleman. Cockleman's 5'8 and a junior. Jaron Hausman. Jaron's a defensive specialist, 5'2 and a junior. Number 6, Grace Hansen, middle blocker, 5'8 junior. Number 13, Carly Weber, Carly's a middle blocker, 5'9", freshman. And the libero player, she's a good one, Aaliyah Rangard, homecoming queen, 5'3", senior. The Lancers are coached by Janae Wright, assisted by Lori Rangard and Carrie Wollum. For the Minnesota Vikings, with a record of 12-6, currently ranked number 5 in Class A. Number 1, Jalen Cookett, right side hitter, 5'10", sophomore. Number 6, Eden Maher, outside hitter, 5'9", freshman. Number 7, Madison Minahan, defensive specialist, 5'4", and a sophomore. Number 9, Olivia Ferris, right side hitter, 5'8", senior. Number 10, a sophomore, middle blocker, 5'9", Leah Cookett. Number 11, Libby Seussner. Seussner's a setter at 5'6", and a sophomore. Minnesota Vikings are coached by head coach Haley Kroon, assisted by Dana Peterson and Emily Sitterman. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup, Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. Listen to the Minnesota Pep Band. It's electric here in the Minnesota gym, let me tell you. And if, I hope you can hear me. It's going to get loud. Let's take a look at some other matchups tonight in the Camden Conference. State-ranked McCray, they're playing well. They're ranked number 7. They're hosting Dawson Boyd tonight. Rockefeller Valley, they're in Ortonville to take on the Trojans. Lakeview is at Tracy Milroy Ballatin, and Renville County West is at Yellow Medicine East tonight. That's your Camden Conference matchups. Folks, call the front, tell them the 292.1 FM. We're also streaming online on KLQPFM.com. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the first serve between the Canby Lancers and the Minnesota Vikings right after these words for our fine sponsor.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mineota High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The national anthem has been played. They did a really nice presentation on the video board here. They have they've installed a new video board, and they do kids from each school. KMS Davis Patzer from Lacaparral Valley was on the video board talking about sportsmanship and stuff like that, and it was pretty impressive. It's the first time I've seen that. So, we're looking for a good volleyball match here tonight in B Squad. Mineota swept Cambie in B Squad 25-17, 25-13. And I'm not sure what happened in C Squad. I tell you what, when I pulled into Mineota here, I was telling the activities director that this is the farthest I've ever parked at Mineota High School. I've been here many times over the years. I kind of always park in my same place, and there was no way I was getting to park just a block from school. My usual spot, it was just two or three blocks full of cars, and I had to go around the back of the high school. And I parked maybe four blocks away from the high school. That's how many people are here. They had a junior high tournament as well, but a lot of people here in the gym. I was visiting with the Cambie coaches before the match as the public address announcer is introducing the players here. When Riley Norgaard played for Cambie, I remember broadcasting not from my usual spot where I am on the back row of the bleachers, but I broadcast from the back wall. I was standing on the wall with other people. It was, the gym was so full of people that's where I broadcast from, is the back wall. And Lori Ren, I think that's the time Cambie beat Mineota with Riley Norgaard. That was a long time ago. But some good memories in volleyball between Cambie and Mineota. Of course, last year they played in the section semifinals. And Mineota beat Cambie 3-2 in that section semifinals. And, of course, Mineota went on to play Russell Tyler Ruta in the section championship at SMSU and Marshall last year and lost the night 3-2. So the Vikings trying to get back to the state. The Lancers want to go to the state. And both coaches have outstanding young players. You heard me introduce the State Farm Insurance lineups. A lot of young players for Mineota, mostly juniors for Cambie. All right, the Lancers right in front of me here in their bright orange jerseys and the Vikings in their blue and yellow. And here we go, folks. Going to be a fun night of volleyball, I'm afraid. It's going to be. There's people, the students, the Cambie students are here. They're packed in the corner to my left, like eight rows deep. That's how many people are here. All right, here we go. Mineota serving. It goes in. Here's Nelson with the set. And a drive there by Cockleman. Mineota keeps it up, alive off the floor, and there's a kill for number six, Eden Maher. And the Vikings have a 1-0 lead. We're underway. I hope you can hear me, because it's loud in here. Love it when there's a full gym, and there's a full gym, folks. There's a serve, and Camby tries to play it off the net, and there's a net violation by the Lancers, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Mineota Vikings. Madison Minahan is serving. She's a sophomore. There's the whistle from the referee. Here's the serve. Goes into the back row to number four. That's Willem. Here's the drive by Willem, and it's good. Harley Willem gets her first kill. She went cross court on that. Just on the outside, she went all the way across the court. Vikings weren't ready for it. Grace Hansen serving. Goes deep into the back row. The Vikings pass it up to their setter. That's Seussner. And a drive and a kill there by number six again. That's her second kill, Maher. She's just a ninth grader. A ninth grader. Two ninth graders on the floor for the Mineota Vikings. 3-1, Mineota. Serves into the back row. Here's Emily Nelson, the setter, and a big drive there by Weber. Back to outside hit there by Maher. Back to the front of the net. Willem throws it over and gets the point. Nice play by Camby's Carly Willem. She was our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game a few weeks ago. And it's 3-2. Lancer serve. Cockman serves it in the back row. The set by Seussner. The drive by the left-hander, Jalen Cookett. And the sophomore hammers that one down. You can just feel the excitement. This feels like a section championship game, folks. That's what it feels like. Mineota serves. Nevaeh Hennen, a senior. She'll set now, I think, for Mineota. Coach Haley Froon out on the floor. Here's the serve. And it's long out of bounds. Point Camby. And it's a 4-3 lead for the Mineota Vikings. We're in set one. And number four, Carly Willem, tosses the ball in the air, gets the ball over the net, goes into the back row. Here's the set by Hannon. A try. Block at the net! Block at the net by Carly Weber. Big block by Carly. She's 5'9". Folks, we're tied up 4-4. Serves in the back row, and then Mineota takes it up. Maher, soft touch over. Nelson, here's the set by Cockman. A drive into the back row again. Mineota passes up front, partially blocked by Weber. Weber hits the ball high into the air. Here's Wally, mistimed that one. It went under the net. Mineota retakes the lead, 5-4. The Mineota students to my right, the Camby students to my left. They're making a lot of noise. They're both standing up. Well, Camby students don't have much choice. They don't have bleachers to sit in. They're packed in the corner over here. Mineota leads 5-4. The set by Cockham and a drive by Willem. And Mineota set Seussner. And it's good by number five, Sarah Greenis. A junior gets the kill. 6-4, back to a 2-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. Vikings will serve Autumn Anderson, a freshman. Freshman serves into the back row to Rangard. Here's the back set by Taco, and Nelson gets the point. Nice set. Beautiful set there. And Nelson gets the point. Emily Nelson, her first kill. 6-5, 1-point lead for Mineota. Rangard saves it in the back row. The set by Hennen. Blocked at the net there by Grace Hansen. Hansen, another partial block. Cockleman passes it up to Willem. She hits it deep into the back row. Here's a play at the middle. Oh, what a hit there by Greenis, but Camby keeps it alive. Another block by Mineota. Here's Nelson, throws it in the corner. Good, Emily Nelson! What a volley that was, folks. Wow, that was impressive. Some great plays, defensive plays on both sides. 6-6, we're tied up. That was fun to watch. Oh, and Aliyah Rangar just served the ball way long and almost hit the back wall on the fly. Mineota will serve. Robecki. Abigail Robecki. Vikings leading by a point. There's a serve by Robecki. Goes into Wollum. Oh, and then the net violation on Bryn Cockleman. Or carry, I should say, on Cockleman. 8-6. And the Mineota students chant, "You can't do that." 2-point lead. Robecki serves again. This one's way too long. Service error there by the Mineota Vikings. And it's 8-7. Close one, folks, to start with. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I am impressed with this crowd tonight. This is amazing. Oh, and now Emily Nelson served the ball out of bounds. We got some service errors on both sides here. Boston, some points. 9-7. Coming off the bench to serve for Mineota's Libby Suster, a sophomore. Suster serves in the Wollum, and Wollum can't pass it up to the net. Points Vikings. Biggest lead so far in this match is 3, and it's 10-7. Suster serves tight one. Wollum, back set. Nelson, drive over the net. It goes by Hansen. Mineota's got to get it over on the third hit, and they do. Emily set in the middle. Nice dig. Oh, and the Vikings can't pass it up front, and it's a point for the Gamby Lancers. Boy, Grace Hansen, that was a nice play by the junior. Grace Hansen, the middle blocker for Gamby. 10-8. Lancers down by 2. Here's Hoseman with the serve into the back row. Robecki passes it up to Ferris. Gamby side. Wollum on the third hit. Ferris set. Here's a drive. Block! Oh, Mineota stays it at the net. Yeah. And now Radicek for Mineota hit it into the net. Point Gamby Lancers. Hey, it's 10-9. The Lancers down by a point. Hausman's serve is out. How many service errors have we had here so far in this match by both teams? 11-9. Both coaches, Janae Wright and Haley Froon, they're into this one. Mineota will serve. Madison Minahan. 11-9 Vikings. Minahan serves. And Rangar gets it. Passes up to Wollum. Good! Harley Wollum with their third kill. Rangar comes out. Grace Hansen serves. You know, it's getting a little warm here in the gym. 11-10, 1-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. We're in set one. Here's a serve in the one hit over to net. It goes. Emily Nelson sets Wollum across the way. Dug up nicely. Here's a drive by Maher, and it's out. Point Gamby. The Lancers have tied it up. 11-11. Hansen looks over to Coach Janae Wright, see where she should serve it. And she serves it to the right side. Maher passes the ball up. Back to Maher with a drive block at the net. Nice dig by Robecki. Here's Wollum from the outside. Robecki digs it up. The set and the pushover by Mineota. Back to the Gamby side. Hansen. And Mineota number 10, Leah Cookett, a 10th grader. And Coach Haley Froon way out on the court. First time I've seen Haley this year. She gave me a hug when she saw me. That was kind of her. 12-11, 1 point for Mineota. Blocked in the net by Cookett. Here's Nelson setting up. Wollum from the outside. Boom! Bingo! Carly Woolum. That's a nice set from Emily Nelson all the way across the court to Woolum, and she hammered that one. 12-12, we're tied again, folks. Mineota serving. There's the whistle. 12-12 the score. Taking this first set is vitally important. Here's Carly. Carly again! Carly Woolum, her fifth kill. Boy, she's got it going now. She kind of struggled to start the match, but she's feeling it now. Here's Camby Spring-Cockman, a little run jump serve into the back row. It goes to Minhan. Hitting it over is number one, Cookett. The set, play at the net. Nice digging by Mineota in the back row. Oh, a nice soft touch there by Mineota's Jalen Cookett. She switched her hands while she was in the air and used her left hand to softly touch it. And Emily Nelson and Weber had to quickly change the momentum. Their momentum had already carried them the other way. 14-12, 2-0 run for the Vikings. Vikings serve in. Here's Woolum from the outside. Blocked at the net by Greenis. Here's a big hit there by Weber. Mineota digs it up in the back row. Oh, what a sliding. Oh, and they're going to say it hit the floor. Jaron Hausman, what a tremendous play by Jaron. But it hit the floor, and it's 15-12, and Coach Janae Wright calling a timeout. Our first timeout of the match. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more volleyball from Mineota right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
We're back here in Mineota. Timeout's over by Coach Danae Wright. And Carly Woolum picks up her sixth kill. 16-13, Mineota leading here in set one, folks, in front of a packed gymnasium. People standing up in the corners. Camby down by three. Both teams state ranked. Oh, and there's a nice play by Mineota's Eden Maher. Her third kill for Maher. And Mineota goes up by four now, 17-13. And the Vikings number six, Eden Maher, serving. Serve by Maher, goes into Rangard, passes it up to Nelson. Rangard will get it over on the third hit. Robecki sets up Hennin. Big drive, and it goes way up into the ceiling. And the Lancers get it over to net on the third hit. What a play. Rangard, Nelson, soft touch, Robecki, and now we got a whistle. And a Viking ran in under the net. The four referee blew a whistle quick. Coach Haley Froon wants a timeout. And it's 17-14, Mineota. Timeout by Coach Froon. We'll take a break and be right back with more volleyball from Mineota. It's an exciting one, folks.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners Premier Seed Line 8, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
We're back. Mineota leading Canby 18-14 here in set one. We'll pick up the action after the timeout by Coach Haley Froon. It's a wild one, and Mineota gets that point. That was number nine, Olivia Ferris, with her first kill. Biggest lead of the night right now by any team. It's five. It's 19-14, Mineota. Rebecca serving into the back row. Wollum passes it up to Cockleman. Wollum hammers that one. Rebecca saves it on the Viking side. Rangard. Cockleman sets up. Nelson with a drive. Blocked at the net by Mineota. Here's another block at the net by Mineota. That was off Grace Hansen's hit. Rebecca saves it on one hit. What a volley we got going here, folks. And outside. Oh, she fanned on it. Verhelst on the outside for Canby. And we got another timeout, 2014. Mineota leads 2014. Take another break. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
2015 Mineota here in set number one, folks. Canby Lancers have the volleyball. Nelson will serve. They're down by five. Here we go. Nelson serve goes into the back row. The set and a big hit by number nine, Olivia Ferris. Whoa, she hammered that one in the corner. Ferris, she's one of the leaders on this Mineota Viking team. Vikings will serve. Libby Sussner serves in the Wollum in the back row. Having a hard time getting up to the net. Nelson will get it over instead of setting. Back set there by Sussner. And a drive by Ferris again. They're setting up Ferris on the right side. 22-15 Vikings. Courtney Anthony comes in for Verhelst. And serving for Mineota is Libby Sussner, the setter, sophomore. Serve goes deep in the back row. Wollum can't play it. an ace serve there for Sussner. 23-15. Lancer's stuck on 15 here for a while. Serve goes into Rangard. Nelson setting up a drive by Cockerman and blocked at the net by number 10, Cookett. And it's match point for the Vikings. 24-15. Here's a serve by the Vikings. Goes in the Willem. They can't play it. And the Minnesota Vikings take the first set by 10 points. 25-15. 25-15. Minnesota after set one. We'll take a 3-4 minute break. And we'll be back with set number two right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
We're back here. Set number two just underway, and the Lancers get the first point. And they lead 1-0. The Lancers fell to the Vikings in set number one, 25-15. It was tied 12-12 after set one, 12-12. And then the Vikings went on a 13-3 run to end the match there. If the Lancers, they need set two badly. Here's Willem at the net. Oh, actually went over the net. Net violation by Canby. 1-1. Tied up. Boy, the Canby students. Homecoming week in Canby, of course. Aaliyah Rangard and Blake Keezy crowned homecoming queen and king last night. And Canby students are all dressed in camouflage tonight in the corner. I can't. They're tough to spot. Oh, wow. What a kill by Maher. 2-1, Mineota. Mineota's ranked 5th in Class A. Camby Lancers are ranked 6th. And the McRae Wolverines out of the Camby Conference, they're ranked 7th. Here's Wollum at the net. Gets it over. Here's the set there by Schuster and blocked out of bounds by Camby. Point Mineota. 3-1 the score. We're in set 2. Viking serving. Camby fans come to their feet cheering on the Lancers. The whole adult section in front of me on their feet cheering the Lancers on. It's gone, number 6, Grace Hansen. Grace Hansen. 3-2. Number 6, Grace Hansen, the junior, serves. And it hits the net, goes over, and it's good! Oh, what a nice serve by Hansen. And it's, wait a minute. No, it went out of bounds. It went over the net, and then it went out of bounds on the side court. I did not see that. My apologies. 4-2, Mineota. Nevaeh Hannon, a senior serve. The serve by Hannon goes deep into the back row. Hausman up to Nelson. Wollum with a big drive. Rebecca with a nice dig, and it hit the ceiling. And the Vikings couldn't play it off the ceiling. Rebecca's dig went way up into the rafters. And it came down, and the Vikings couldn't play it. That's playable. And now, Bryn Cockerman serves. She had her Wheaties this morning. That went way out of bounds on the serve. 5-3 Vikings. Off the bench for Mineota, Autumn Anderson, a ninth grader. Looks to Coach Haley Prune. Anderson serve into Wollum. Here's a set by Cockerman. Nelson uses her left hand to get it over. Now a drive and a hit there by Cook at Jalen. Number 1, her 4th kill. And I think Coach Janae Wright's calling a timeout. 6-3, Mineota, we're in set 2. Vikings took the first set, 25-15. We'll take another break and be back with more volleyball from Mineota High School right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Paul Raymo back here at Mineota High School. 6-4, Mineota leading Camby here in set 2. The Vikings took the first set, 25-15. After going on a 13-3 run there at the end of that set. So here we are, Camby down by 2. And pick up the action here. And in the set, the drive by Cookett, and it goes out of bounds. So line judge says that was close. And so a point there for the Camby Lancers, 6-5. Mineota leading, Camby serving. Wollum gets the ball into the back row to Radicek. And that'll be 4 hits on the Vikings. And folks, we're tied 6-6. We were tied a number of times in set 1. 11-11, 12-12. And after the 12-12 tie in set one, Mineota went on a 13-3 run to end it. They won the set 25-15. And number 13, Carly Weber, in the middle, gets the point. Coach Haley Booth not happy. The Lancers have a one-point lead, and Coach Haley Froome calling a timeout. Take another break and be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Paul Ramo back here in Mineota. The Vikings leading one set to none on the Camby Lancers. But we're in set two. Timeout's over by Coach Froon, and tied it up as we came out of commercial break. It's 7-7. 7-7 in set two. Vikings took the first set 25-15. You can hear the large crowd here in Mineota tonight. Here's a drive by Nelson from the corner. Play at the net. Look out. Nice take by Carly Wollum in the back row. Here's Burhaus from the side. Blocked at the net there by Grunis. Oh, we got a long volley here. There's an easy point for Candy. Carly Weber in the middle. Carly Weber in the middle. Vikings hit it in the back row, just one hit. That was an easy point there for Canby. And they retake the lead, 8-7 on the Vikings. Vikings play at the net. They can't play it off the Lancers, can't play it off the net. And once again, we're tied 8-8. Paul Ramo here in Mineota tonight. Two of the top teams in Class A, the Camby Lancers and the Mineota Vikings. Blocked at the net. Oh, what a nice block there by Leah Cookett. Her second block of the match. She's a 10th grader. Sussner serves into the back row to Carly. Up to Cockerman. Here's a hit in the mid-hole by Hansen. Mineota defends it well, passes it back over to net. Cockerman, Burhaus with a partial drive. Blocked. Here's Sussner with a back set. And the Lancers can't play it off the net again. Point, Mineota. 10-8. Vikings. Camby has to have this set here. Down one set to none. And now Carey calls on Camby and Coach Janae Wright up off the fence there. 11-8. Mineota went on that 13-3 run. That was huge to win that set one. And now the Lancers, but Emily Nelson says no way. From the outside, Emily Nelson with the kill and the point. Makes it 11-9, Mineota. Emily will serve, a junior, the left-hander. Gets it over to net in the back row. Here's Ferris from the outside again. When Olivia Ferris gets working and gets moving, look out. 12-9. Ferris is a senior. She has a lot of varsity experience. Number 7, Madison Minahan, comes off the bench. 5'4" sophomore. Here's her serve. It's a tight one, just barely cleared the net. Nelson setting up Cochran, and Carly hits that into the student body section in the stands. And it's 13-9. Mineota leading here in set 2. They lead 1-0 on the Camby Lancers. The serve by Minahan, and it's an ace serve. Madison, the sophomore. Gets you caught up on some other scores in the Camden Conference. McRae beat Dawson Boyd in the first set, 25-19. Here it's 1-0 lead for the Vikings. And, what a play by Camby to get it over to net. Rangard. There's a big hit there by Cookett. And Willem from the back row, and Mineota plays it in the back row. And they get it over, and Rangard can't play it in the back row for Camby. And Coach Janae Wright's calling a timeout. It's 15-9. Vikings over the Lancers here in set number 2. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Camby Lancer Mineota Viking Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank, and you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
We're back here in Mineota. The Vikings have a 1-0 lead on the Camby Lancers. And we're in set 2, and it's 16-9 Mineota. Vikings took the first set by 10 points, 25-15. Madison Minahan will serve. Here's a serve. Goes into the back row to Rangard. Passes up to Nelson. Here's Mullen from the middle of the floor. Gets it over on the third hit. Rebecca. Sets up a drive by Ferris, and she does it again. That's Ferris's sixth kill. Six kills for Ferris. Maher has 5. 17-9, Mineota. Rangard will pass the ball up to Hansen, and what's the call by the ref? And it's going to go against Canby. And the floor referee, not quite sure what she called there. But Mineota got the point. Camby fans not happy about that. 18-9. Rangard, it hit the rafter. And now, nice play there by Verhels to get it over the net. Here's a shot from the outside. Blocked. Out of bounds. That was Maher with her 7th kill. And just like they did in the first set, the Vikings going on a run here. It's 19-9. We were tied 7-7. Serve into Rangard. Nelson sets up Verhels from the outside. Whistle. Net violation on Camby. And it's 20-9. 13-2 run so far. Coming in for Camby is Audrey Henches. Vikings serving. Minahan looks to Coach Haley Prune. Here's a serve in the Rangard. The homecoming queen. And Willem with a big hit. And another nice drive there by Carly Willem. Boy, she is so strong. She times things well. Willem does. She hit that from almost in the back row. Gamby's Hausman has the volleyball. Down by 10, down by 11. Hausman serves it out of bounds. 21-10, Minnesota. Lancers down, one set to none. Serves it into Rangard. Passes up to Emily. Here's Willem from the outside. Touched nicely by Cookett at the net. Willem again. Oh, nice dig. Boy, a lot of volleyballs hitting the rafters and the ceiling here in Minnesota. And Emily can't get it over on the third hit. Point Minnesota. 22-10. Vikings lead the Lancers here in set two. A serve by Ferris. And a serve by Ferris. Nothing is going right for the Canby Lancers right now. They're going to have to regroup here between sets. 23-10. Ferris serves. Rangard bumps the ball up to Nelson. Back set to Cockleman, and that one worked. Nice back set there by Emily Nelson Cockleman. 23-11. Crowd's kind of quiet here in set two. Man, their voice loud in set one, that's for sure. 23-11. 24-11. Cookett with her fifth kill. And it's set point for the Minnesota Vikings, looking to go up two sets to none. Vikings, Nevaeh Hennen off the bench on the rotation to serve. Hennen serve on set point. In to Hausman. Here's Willem from the outside. Robecki pumps it up. And getting the kill for Minnesota was Maher. And the Minnesota Vikings win that one 25-11. 25-11. Minnesota, they go up two sets to none. Lancers got their work cut out for them now. We'll see what Coach Danae Wright can do here between sets. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll be back with more volleyball from Minnesota High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindac Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Well, Paul Ramo back here in Minnesota. Big matchup tonight. The Minnesota Vikings and the Canby Lancers in the set three just got underway. And Emily Nelson hit the floor hard. It looks like she maybe rolled an ankle, and now she's getting up on her own power. Looks to Coach Janae Wright, and she's smiling. And she's walked it off. She goes, all right. She tells the ref, I'm fine. She's not coming out of this game. Emily Nelson, she's a tough one. Well, the Lancers are down two sets to none, 25-15, 25-11 to the Minnesota Vikings. Lancers ranked sixth in Class A, Minnesota ranked fifth. And here we are in set three. Minnesota with a 1-0 lead to start the set in front of a packed gymnasium. I don't know how many more, you can't really get more people in here. It's just amazing how many people are here are watching this volleyball matchup. All right, referees, I'm not sure what the delay was there, but we're ready to go with set three again. Minnesota serves. Here's Wollum from the back court. Good. Carly Wollum. Seven kills for Carly. And Emily Nelson's going to serve in front. Emily's standing right next to all the Canby students who are all in camouflage tonight. And they're standing, all of them are standing in the corner. There's no room in the bleachers. Rebecca hits it out of bounds, and the Lancers have taken the lead. 2-1 early on here in set number three. Yeah, we got the Minnesota students. They're partially in the bleachers, and a lot of them are standing in the corner to my right. But there's a lot of adults here. They're all in the bleachers. And, Bryn Cockerman hit that too far, out of bounds. 2-2. Camby's homecoming this week, and I will be in Canby on Friday night. My first time at the brand new football field as the Canby Lancers host the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday. And there's Carly. Wow, she hammered that one nicely. Eight kills. Verhels comes out in the service, Hausman for the Lancers. Canby really struggled there in set two. They did not pass well, they didn't take the serve, receive well. And just couldn't get in the flow of things. And give Minnesota credit. They did a great job. Oh, nice dig there by Hausman. And now Rangard digs it up in the middle of the floor. Wollum fanned on it. Minnesota ties it up 3-3. Paul Ramo here in Minnesota tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Lancers are going to have to pound out three straight wins against a very tough team if they want to win this match tonight. They did that against McCray the other night. They were down 2-0 against McCray. And they came back and won it in five sets. See if the Lancers can do that here. Down 2-0 to the Vikings. Vikings are serving. They have a one-point lead. Nevaeh Hennen tosses the volleyball in the air. Touches that and goes over. That's playable. Nelson back sets. Cockerman with a drive. Bryn Cockerman with her second kill. And we're tied again, 4-4. Tell you, if the Lancers can get a win here, that'll give them a little momentum going into set four. Here's the set by Hennen, and a drive there by Cookett. Cockerman throws it back over. The set by Hennen, partially blocked. Here's Willem from the outside, blocked at the net by Grunen. Big block there by Sarah. Talked to Sarah's dad before the match, Mark Greenis. He is working the concession stand tonight. Autumn Anderson, the ninth grader, serves for the Vikings. Very young Viking team here. Oh, Willem broke Becky, digs it up, and it hits the rafters again. I don't think I've seen so many volleyballs hit the ceiling. You know, the lower part, the lower rafters kind of low, but the ceiling's not really low. But, boy, a lot of volleyballs in the hole. And Cockerman served the ball into the net there. 6-5, Mineota. Can't make mistakes against the Mineota Vikings. Robecki with a little run jump serve. Ace serve for Robecki. Abby Robecki, libero player, a junior. Coach Janae Wright talking to her players here. We're in set three. Mineota leading 2-0. Oh, and then Robecki hits the back line. Cammy decided to let it go, thinking it was out of bounds. And it was good. 8-5. Robecki will serve. She's wearing a different uniform. She's the libero player. And there's a serve again into Rangard. And Aaliyah hits it to the side. Nelson saves it. And it goes over on the third hit. Here's play at the middle. And a kill there by number 5, Sarah Greenis. And Coach Janae Wright's calling a timeout. Mineota leads 9-5. Here in set three, they lead 2-0 on the Camby Lancers. Take a commercial break. We'll be back with more volleyball from Mineota High School after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Mineota leading in set 3-9-5. Robecki serves. Mineota leading 2-0 on the Lancers as Willem blocked at the net there by Greenis again. Nelson will throw it over on the third hit. Oh, what a nice dig by Anderson for the Vikings in the back row. 4-point lead, and there's Carly Willem with a kill. They got Carly for 10. And the scoreboard has her for 10. So that means I'm doing a good job with my stats. Willem with 10 kills. She serves into Anderson. Ferris will throw it over on the third hit. Here's Nelson with a drive, and she hits into the net. Point Mineota. Libby Soosner comes in to serve. Leah Cookett at the net for the Vikings. 10-6. There's people standing up. I see Chris Szczesinski's here. He's standing by the door. There's no standing room only. Nice play by the Lancers there. I think that was Carly Weber. There's new standing room only here in the gym tonight to watch these two state-ranked teams battle it out. Rangard will serve. Lancers have a lot of work to do. Here's Ferris from the back row. Rangard digs it up. Rangard digs it up again. Here's Cockman. Burhouse scores. Cockman with a nice set, and Burhouse with her second kill. Burhouse, a junior. Hey, it's 10-8. Lancers came back against McCray, being down 2-0. The state-ranked McCray, can they do it here in Mineota? And no, a point there by Ferris again. Number 9 has 7 kills. 11-8, we're in set 3. Vikings lead. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Q92. Also, listening online on klqpfm.com. Mineota serves, and it's out of the back line. Minahan serve goes long. And it's 11-9, Mineota. Mineota took the first set, 25-15. They took the second set, 25-11. Right now, they lead 11-9 the first two sets. After being tied 12-12 in the first set and 7-7 in the second set, Mineota went on big runs. And there's a violation on the Vikings, and that's a point for Camby. And the Camby students trying to fire up the girls there on the floor. Nelson with a run jump serve goes into the back row. Minahan passes it up. Play at the net, and Cockman ran into the net. Can't touch the net, can't breathe on the net. Should see me play sand volleyball. We didn't have a net after we got done playing. We destroyed it. Can't do that in high school. 12-10, and oh, an ace serve for the Vikings. Boy, the Lancers really struggling with their serve-receive tonight. Just can't seem to pass the ball up to the net like I've seen them do in the past. 13-10, Vikings. See if the Lancers can go on a run here. Cockman fanned on it at the net after being set up by Emily Nelson. 14-10. Paul Ramo here in Mineota tonight. Ferris serves. Tight serve into the back row to Cockman. Nelson will throw it over instead of setting. Here's a drive by Mahar, and it's good. Number 6, Mahar with 9 kills. The score. Mineota leading Camby. Set 3. The serve into Cockman. Here's Nelson with the set. And a block at the net by Leah Cookett. Her third block. Boy, she's a force to be reckoned with in the middle there. Coach Janae Wright. Oh, I thought she was going to call a timeout. 16-10 the score. Vikings trying to close it out. Nelson. Cockleman with a drive. Blocked again by Cookett. Her fourth block. Now Coach Janae Wright calling a timeout. 17-10. Mineota leading the Camby Lancers. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more Lancer Viking volleyball right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
We're back. Set three here in Mineola. The Vikings leading the Lancers 2-0. We're in set three. It's a 7-point lead for Mineola, 17-10. Lancers going to make a move. They got to do it now. Here's Ferris from the outside. It goes out. That's a point for the Camby Lancers. Hausman will come in to serve for Camby. Mineola took the first set, 25-15. They took the second set, 25-11. Both sets at the end of the set there, they went on big runs. Camby's competitive halfway through both sets. Mineola pulled away. And there's a drive and a kill by Jalen Cookett again, her sixth kill. Eden Maher leads the Vikings in kills with 9. Off the bench is Nevaeh Hennen. The senior will serve. It's 18-11. Lancers got to go on a run. Here's Willem. Blocked at the net by the Vikings. Boy, they're doing a nice job blocking. And is it out or in? It's out. Camby's number 6. Grace Hansen thought it was in. And it was out. Get you up to date on some other scores in the Camden Conference. McCray currently leading Dawson Boyd 2-0, 25-19, 25-9. Lakeview and J.C. Malroy Bellathan 1 set apiece. And RCW is up 1-0 on Yellow Medicine East. Haven't had an update on Lockapaw Valley and Ortonville yet. All right, Camby will serve. They're down 19-12. Lancers number 6, Hansen, will serve. And it's an ace serve for Grace. Her second for Grace Hansen. And Coach Haley Prune calling a timeout. We'll take another break. 19-13, Mineola here in set 3. They lead 2-0. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
19-13, Mineola leading Canby. We're in set 3, Mineola leading 2-0. And Camby serves the ball long out of bounds off the timeout by Coach Haley Prune. And Mineola's reached their 20th point. We played 25, of course. So the Vikings were 5 points away from winning the match. Camby will have to dig deep here. Mineola serves into the back row to Willem. Up to Nelson, back to Carley. And Robecki digs it up in the back row. Hits the ceiling and it goes over. What a play by Anderson. And now Carley gets the point, a block out of bounds. Carley Willem. Harley leads everybody in kills with 11 right now. Here's Bryn Cockleman. Serves in the Robecki. She passes it up to number four. That's Hannon. And Radicek gets the kill. Point Minnesota, 21-14. I'm sure these two teams will meet in the section playoffs in a couple weeks. Hard to believe section play is going to start pretty soon. Robecki will serve into Wollum. Cockleman sets up a drive in the middle by Nelson. And Point Minnesota, not sure why there. 22-14. Robecki, the libero player, wearing the white uniform. Serves into the back row. It goes to Hausman. Up to Riccardi, blocked at the net by Ferris. Here's Wollum again. Robecki digs it up into the ceiling. The set by Sister and a drive there by Radicek. And it goes out, Point Canby. 22-15, Vikings. Burrells comes in for Canby. And I think Haley's calling a timeout, Haley Prune. We'll keep it right here, being the score's 22-15. Well, Friday night's football night. I'll be at the brand new football stadium in Canby this Friday night. Canby's homecoming game with the Dawson. Can't wait to step foot for the very first time in that brand new press box in Canby. Blackjacks come in with a 4-1 record. They got beat by Bold last Friday night at RB Clay Field. And Canby, they beat Lacaparral Valley. Lancers are 2-3. So we'll have football for you Friday night. Lacaparral Valley football team, they're in Clare City at McRae with their new football field. Minnesota Vikings, they're undefeated at 5-0. They're at Lakeview Friday. And Yellow Medicine East still looking for their first win of the season. They're at Bold. Bold's 4-1. That's football Friday night. All right, timeout's over. It's 22-15. Rangard with a beautiful dig. And Burrells with the kill from the outside. Give credit to Rangard there. Third kill for Burrells. 22-16. Canby serves. The Hannon will set up a drive by number three, Radicek. 23-16. Minnesota serve. They're 2 points away from sweeping the Lancers. Here's Nelson. Throws it in the corner. Nice play by Emily. Wow, she just did a nice job there. Vikings weren't even covering that whole corner. It was completely empty. There's number 18, Rangard, with the serve. 23-17. Here's Ferris with a big hit from the outside. And a carry called on Canby. And it's set point, match point for the Minnesota Vikings. 24-17 here in set three. Minahan will try to close it out here. Here's the serve. The Minnesota students cheering. And the drive in. Emily Nelson says, no, sir. We're not quitting. We're not going away. Point Nelson. Still match point. Emily will serve. 24-18. The serve by Emily goes into Robecki. Up to Sousa with the set. The drive by Ferris. Canby keeps it alive. Here's Wollum from the outside, or middle of the court. Nice dig there. Rangard keeps it alive. Match point on the line. Here's Robecki. Bumps it up for Ferris. Or that's Radicek from the outside. Here's Ferris. No, they're going the other way. Here's the drive, and it's good. And the Minnesota Vikings have defeated the Canby Lancers 3-0. 3-0, 25-15, 25-11, and 25-18. And it's going to take a while to empty this gym because there's way too many people here. Wow. Coach Haley Froon around her girls right down in front of me. Coach Janae Wright as well. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3344. $39.99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-98-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for G92 Sports. Well, I told you it was going to take a while to get all these people out of the gym, and it is. Full house here, standing room only here in Mineota tonight to watch two state-ranked teams go at it. And the Vikings swept the Lancers 3-0, 25-15, 25-11, 25-18. And Coach Janae Wright of the Lancers joins me.
Yep.
Thanks, Janae, for taking the time and coming up. What did you tell the girls in the locker room?
Well, you know what? I just think Mineota served very hard, very tough tonight, and our service received was not very pretty. And seriously, we talk about it all the time. If you don't serve the ball well or service receive well, it's going to be a quick night, and that's what happened to us tonight.
Yeah, it's just get the ball, pass the ball up to the front of the net to your hitters.
Yeah, you can actually have the best hitters in the world. However, if we don't pass it to their heads, it's not going to be very pretty, and a lot of times we didn't. You know, and we talked as a team, too many unforced errors, and we're just really disappointed in ourselves more than anything. I mean, Mineota is always going to be strong. Their experience to the dance is one thing they have over us, but you know what? Our girls are still hungry, and we're going to see them again, and we're ready for that. And we'll see them at the RA, and this kind of fuels us, and that's what we talked about. Would we have rather had a better showing tonight? Absolutely. Like, they're a scrappy team. I'm proud of Amaya Verhaus, Courtney Antony. They came in and helped us out tonight. And you know what? Tomorrow's a new day, and we just need to learn from this.
Well, I told our listeners, you're down 2-0 to Mineota. You're down 2-0.
We were. Hey, yes. At volleyball is one of those things. It's kind of a strange thing, momentum shifter thing, and we just did not have the momentum tonight. Great crowd. Proud of our community to come out and support us. Mineota had a bunch out here, too.
Can be students in the camouflage. They're showing their corner.
I know. And, you know, too bad we didn't give them a show tonight, but you know what? I always tell the kids, too, tomorrow's a new day. We know what we need to work on, and we're going to learn from this.
I want to just touch base with the McRae. You're down 2-0 in the state-ranked McRae in Clare City.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that and tonight, then?
You know,
What happened? It was
McRae's an outstanding team. They have two strong, very good hitters, too. But, boy, our passing and our serving was really tough and on. Too many unforced errors. And seriously, in volleyball, you make more errors than the other team, you're not going to be successful. And so our unforced errors, just too many of those tonight. And we just got to learn on controlling that. And, hey, we got some season left, and we got playoffs. We got a couple more weeks of our regular season, and then it's playoffs, and we'll be ready.
Yep, I said that at them. These two teams are for sure going to probably meet in the art facility here in a couple of weeks. And good motivational factor going on here.
Fuel to the fire, and we talked about that, too. We'll be ready, yes.
You're without Haley Noyes tonight?
She went down on Friday at practice. When there's a starter out of the mix, that could be a variable, but I'm not going to make any excuses.
Right.
We're not making any excuses. We have girls that can come off the bench to help us out. That was unfortunate for us Friday at practice, but you know what? It is what it is, and we're going to keep battling on every night.
Okay. Janae, I want to thank you for taking the time up and visiting with me. I've seen this gym packed before when Riley Norgard played for the Lancers. I broadcast on the back wall of that game is probably just as many people there were tonight here. So.
Oh, and plus the game of volleyball is getting so popular, and our town, both towns are very supportive of their girls, and I was just happy everybody came out. disappointed, though, on how we played, but we're going to be ready to battle next time.
Okay, what's up next?
We have YME on Thursday.
At home?
No, we go to Granite Falls. Okay. So we will be at YME on Thursday, and then next week we're at home for a couple games, and we'll be ready.
Yeah, season goes fast, doesn't
it? It does.
Real fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Janae, for taking the time again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Remo.
Yep. Janae Wright, head coach of the Canby Lancers. And let's go through some other scores tonight in the Camden Conference. Bring up the app here. I know McCray swept Dawson Boyd 3-0, 25-19, 25-9, 25-8. Melrose swept Montevideo tonight 25-11, 25-17, 25-18. RCW leading Yellow Medicine East 2-0 there. Don't have an update on the Lacaparo Valley and Ortonville match going on in Lacaparo Valley. They were up in Ortonville tonight. Our next broadcast will come Friday night. I'll be in Canby for their homecoming game with the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Can't wait to check out my new press box up there in Canby. I want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Appreciate that. And thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. And thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Once again, your final score, the Vikings beat the Lancers 3-0, 25-15, 25-11, 25-18. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludwigson County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Dr. Hansen, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A fire weather watch begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Lows level off around 50 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 84 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 46. sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday, mid-60s.